All right, David, I'll turn it over to you. I'm going to mute.
All right. We'll go ahead and get started. So I'm going to call this meeting to order at 4:05 p.m. And I'll go ahead and do our roll call. So I'm here. Kelly, are you here yet? Not yet. And she's going to be joining us in a few minutes. And she got stuck. So she'll be joining in. Steve?
I am present. Good afternoon.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We do have a quorum. So, all right. We are good to go. So, to action item number two, approve adopt agenda, we have one change. This is going to be we are not going to be going into closed session today. So we'll be removing that from the agenda. So do I have a motion to approve the adopted agenda?
I moved it to approve the adoption.
All right. Thank you. And I'll go ahead and I'll second it. And we'll go for a roll call vote. I vote aye. Kelly? Not yet. And Steve?
I vote aye.
All righty. The amended agenda has approved. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to, I'm kind of not fumbling around, but I'm multitasking here. We are adopting the amended agenda.
The amended agenda. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm reading off of the agenda, and yeah, we just approved the amended agenda.
Thank you, sir.
Correct.
There we go.
Yeah.
Are we good to move on?
Uh-huh.
All righty.
Okay,
perfect. All right. So we'll go right into the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand with me.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All righty. Public comment. All right, hearing none, we'll go on to item number 9.1, program update. And Kurt, I'll toss it over to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I'm really delighted to have Christine here on the call. We also have Erin Meisler, who is live in Guerneville. She's letting us know that we do have internet issues up there. However, she is our designated. She's right up there at the district office. So Christine, without further ado, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, great. So, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for giving me this opportunity to kind of give you an update. We have so much good stuff going on around here. It's really, really exciting. We continue to grow in enrollment as we're looking towards the second semester, and enrollment is still going, but it looks like we're going to have another 20 or so new students to get us almost up to, like, I think we're about 225, 228 students. So we're still kind of continuing to grow our enrollment at a nice steady pace. Nothing that is over the top, so that's really exciting. We had our WASP visit on December 11th, and it went really well. We got some positive feedback from the visiting committee. They feel really strongly about what we're doing, so we anticipate that we'll get some good news when the committee ratifies the recommendation of the team. So we'll hear next month, I believe. So that's really exciting. We hosted a parent advisory committee on Wednesday, December 4th, to go over our LCAP and WASP goals. And parents are, you know, pretty happy. It was a small turnout, so we do need to kind of work on improving our parent participation. But that's something that I think everybody's working on in education. On December 3rd, we have our elementary school and middle school students attend a NAPRIS event in engineering. NAPRIS is a platform that we purchased that basically supports CTE education, and it connects us with folks in, like, directly in the field, and we can schedule either in-person or virtual events with real professionals. And so we're starting even as early as our K-8 students to get them connected with, you know, STEM, and get them to understand the connection between what they're doing in the classroom and what's going on out there in the real world. So hoping to kind of develop that pipeline to our CTE courses in high school. To also for that, in terms of, you know, to engage students in more STEM activities. Our teachers are engaging in an hour of code event, so students are learning about computer coding and programming, and that was for our middle school students. We also hosted a virtual movie event on December 6th, which was really exciting. And we had some students, you know, they watch a movie basically from home and they kind of chat in the chat box and they really like that. It's really fun for them. So there's a lot going on in terms of engagement that we have with our students that, you know, goes really far and beyond the virtual environment. And I think what other schools are doing, that really sets us apart. I also want to thank you for your approval of our budget for our department chair retreat. We met on the 2nd and 3rd. We had our Franklin Covey, where we covered the Franklin Covey training, where we covered the 6 critical practices for leading a team for our department chairs. And it was really a positive time for us to get together and do some forward planning and forward mapping. And it was really, really just a great time, and we really appreciate the budgetary allotment for that kind of growth and professional development for our students or for our faculty. We're seeing some really, really positive preliminary data for our semester 2, which ends next week. We are really holding students accountable through our new attendance and adequate progress policies, which you'll go through. And so we're really seeing some really positive trends in the number of students who are doing well in our completion rates, et cetera. So we'll be really happy to break those down. And they'll probably not be ready for the January board update. They'll probably be in the February board update. But I might have the data crunched in time for the next board meeting, but that's really exciting. Lastly, we have Erin is our local representative up there. She's in our Guerneville office. Is to be in compliance with SB 126, so that's exciting news. And Erin also was our local representative. We joined the Chamber of Commerce in Marin County somewhere. And so Erin was there at a mixer actually last night and was talking with local businesses, et cetera. And, she was able to actually talk to a homeschooling family, and we may have a new enrolling family, as a result of just our first interaction with that particular organization. So it's good to be out in the community. They also actually invited Erin to be on the Chamber's Education Committee as the charter school voice. So as we're entering a season of legislation, it's really good to be active in our community, to be a positive voice of what other schools are doing. So I have to commend her for doing that, and that's really great. So those are some of the things that we're working on. I'll be excited. I know in the next couple of months we'll be doing a longer presentation and sharing some of our data with you and really digging deep into everything that we're doing. But I'm just really, really, really excited about what's going on here at CALPAC. It's really been a tremendous year, and it's really so validating to watch the growth, but also to watch not just the growth in numbers, but also the growth in just the positive academic achievement that we're seeing among our students. So we've got some big plans.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to hear that all the great things that are going on and the activities that the kids are being able to participate in and the outreach that's happening. Really, really well done. Thank you so much for your report. Really appreciate it. Steve, questions, comments?
Comment questions. The Chamber of Commerce, you said it was the Marin County Chamber of Commerce?
Sorry, Erin corrected me. It was the San Rafael Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, and that's my home ground. In fact, I was a school administrator in San Rafael, and still have a home in Fairfax. The reason why that's critical is because Marin, I think there's only 2 charters in Marin, okay? And that whole area is not as familiar with charter schools as we are in Southern California by a long shot. So that's really, if you can make some inroads there, that's really a great, great thing to do. Because, again, a lot of people, there's bumper stickers when I go visit my family, let's say, you know, go to public schools, not charters. So they don't even know sometimes that we are public schools. So that's wonderful. I appreciate that. And tell me a little bit about that attendance intervention you're doing.
Well, first I want to just give Erin all the credit. She's our local boots on the ground. She was the one who kind of got in touch with this Chamber of Commerce. So I want to make sure that, you know, you guys know she's really doing great work being our boots on the ground up there. So kudos to her. In terms of the attendance, it is really, you know, it's really tough to get students to log in, and we're just holding them to the fire. We have now required, we have a whole process, which I can go over with you at some point, and maybe I can include this in a future presentation, but Erica Zemmer, our assistant director, has really taken this on. She developed the process and, you know, got it all vetted and everything, but it's, you know, we kind of warn them first, and then there's different steps that require, you know, a conference. I mean, there's, you know, it's, you know, you get a warning, you get another warning, then you have to meet with an administrator, and you have to show progress, and then, you know, at the last step, there's, like, a hearing, you can request a hearing, so we've actually had two or three of these, essentially, it's like a SARD process, and when we get to the hearing, we're able to, you know, meet face-to-face. We're actually driving to these students' communities, meeting them face-to-face, talking about the barriers their students face. And we've actually, for any parent who's requested a review, we've been able to meet with them in person, address some of their barriers, and get them re-engaged in work. So the ones who really want to be engaged and they want to come to school, we're actually really finding that this process is weeding out the kids who want to be here but need extra support, and we're there to put the supports into place, such as extra phone calls, you know, maybe they need a computer, maybe they need a Wi-Fi device, and we're kind of uncovering these things as we dig deeper. And then you have the families, of course, that there's no response, they aren't coming, they aren't engaging, and those students are being, you know, removed from the school based on policy, based on, you know, legally acceptable means to say, hey, this isn't the right fit for you, and then being properly reported to the district. We are also following up weekly and monthly on all students who drop from our school to make sure that we've notified their previous district, and to kind of hound the parents and say, you need to get your student in school, you need to get your student in school. So we've actually decreased the number of students that aren't showing up in CALPAD. So it's really just been a tremendous effort from all areas. And then for adequate progress, we're really kind of hammering on those kids who they're coming to school, but they're doing such little work that they're really not making progress. So again, sending them notices, having parent conferences with administrators present, and then the next step this at the semester will be putting students on academic probation, saying, hey, if you're failing all of your classes, you really need to you're kind of on notice that this may not be the right fit for you. So it's a many-pronged approach, but we're finding that it's really working.
Great. I know the reason why that's important is because CDE, you know, State Charter, they give recommendations to the state superintendent to put the language to include charters, schools, in compulsory education law, which will mean doing the steps like you're doing, you know, in regard to chronic absenteeism and those issues. So that's great. Once again, we're ahead of the curve, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Kelly, are you on now? Kelly, you here? If you could be muted, so I do see a number. Okay, well, I see Kelly on the call, but I don't know if she can talk right now. So we'll go ahead and we'll move forward there. Thank you again for your report. We'll go down to 9.2, board member contract. Kurt?
David, before we move on, did you have any comments for Christine or?
Oh, no, I just before Steve asked, I just thanked her for reporting, and I said it was just great to hear about all the activities and conventions and everything going on up in Guerneville, so thanks so much.
Okay, As I'm still running Zoom, and I'm sharing that, but Kelly said that we need to take her off and mute. I don't know how we do that, if anyone does.
Whoever is hosting the meeting, which I think is Lori, is the only one who can do that.
Yeah, she's not, what is her number? Is it the 805?
She's 805.
Okay. There we go. I unmuted her, so.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey!
Can you hear me now? There she is.
Yeah, so, sorry about that. When there's all added technical difficulties when you're not on the computer. I did want to lean in to the presentation that was just given. If we can back up to that for a moment. Do we have time to do that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So my question is that given that there are some amazing structures put into place and given that charters are allowed to reach out to their bordering counties, San Rafael, which is the Marin County being one of them, is there any type of action plan or scope of sequence to take this to Mendocino County, to Napa County, to those other bordering counties?
Are you talking about our participation in the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
We're kind of taking it as it comes right now. This opportunity happens to kind of come to our attention. It does cost like $300 to $400 to be a part of a Chamber of Commerce, and it also requires the time and energy of somebody to go there. So we're kind of testing the waters to see, you know, how much of this can we actually do, and you know, how fruitful is it? I was sharing with Erin that, you know, in terms of my pay-per-click campaign and my advertising, my cost per acquisition, like for students, is approximately $500. So if I spend, you know, $300 to $400 to be part of a Chamber of Commerce, I would kind of need to see that come back in at least the recruitment of maybe one or two students to make it kind of worth it in terms of, or find value in it in some other way. So we're kind of just dipping our toe in the waters to see if this is something that could be more beneficial and kind of looking at the time it takes to do that. So we shall see.
I totally understand that there's a related cost. I just happen to know because Napa is my hometown. So I just happen to know that, like Steve said, that's an untapped charter market. And you guys have already put some amazing structures into place. So just keep it on the back burner.
Yes, we will. Thank you. And if you have any connections that you happen to know of a really good Chamber of Commerce that would be worth pursuing, definitely shoot it my way.
Will do.
Will do.
All right. Thank you so much. Any other comments on the presentation?
You know, maybe what we can do, David, is I'm seeing Dana and Erin up there, and they're unbelievable office in Guerneville. Dana's not even hiding right now. But Dana, did you... Hey, Dana.
Yeah.
Did you want to chime in on anything?
Hello, everyone. We've been trying to get connected, and I think we have it now, but I'm just excited to be here. We have Erin here, so
yeah.
We were having a couple of success on the side just about, first of all, to commend everyone on the part that I heard was regarding the robust attendance that we're seeing. So that's quite exciting, and that's not an accident. So I think that all of the efforts on the ground and the interactions that you're making are really growing, especially in this first year. I think that really sets the tone and the expectations. So that's pretty incredible. We also have Cherie Khan here, our new chief business official. So you can start to put some faces, even though we just see a black screen of all of you guys. We'll be the guinea pigs for this month. But just excited to work with everyone. And I think all off and running in this endeavor this year. So thank you. Hi, Kurt. Now,
Regina, look at the shirt right here. You know, I want you to remember that when I go to my board meetings, I didn't get one from Guerneville yet, and I'm a size large. So just need to have a little visual right there. But no, good to have you on the call.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Safe to move on to 9.2?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, all right. Board member contract. Kurt, that's you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Kelly, thanks for joining us. This is something that we talked about earlier today, and we feel very, very good about our transparency, about our commitment, about our work with our board of directors. And as we're really trying to look at every single way we can be transparent and be clear, make sure we have a good understanding from everyone, we really took a good look at our contract in 2017 from our other nonprofits, and we felt that the best thing to do is get a legal review. We made some edits internally from our leadership team, and then we looked at Senate Bill 126, and it's nice to hear from our attorneys that we are literally out in front. We feel that's very, very important in compliance. So what we have here is we've got a first reading, and we thought it would be good that if you have any feedback or dialogue or things that you feel we need to change, we will definitely do that. So I'll turn it over to you, David, and we'll get feedback from you and David and Kelly.
I mean, we've talked about this at length kind of last couple of days, so I'm good. Steve, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I'm familiar with it, and like I said, you know, earlier today, that everything looks good, so I appreciate that.
Kelly, questions or comments?
No, the document looks great to me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, that takes care of 9.2. So we'll go down to item number 10 here, our consent calendar. Do I have a motion to approve our consent calendar?
So moved, Steve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you. I'll go for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
Steve votes aye.
All righty, our consent calendar passes. We'll go down to 11.1, approval of renewable DocuSign services agreement for the collaborative. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. Kurt?
Yeah, we've got in here, we know that our DocuSign is very, very integral part of our organization. We know the convenience factor. We've had a lot of success, so we were able to get a good deal on this. So it goes back to the date of 12/21, but it's a year contract. As we look at our central office fee, the total across the collaborative is about $13,000, a little bit above that, but we feel it's a great investment to keep things running smoothly.
All right, thank you. Board members, any questions?
No, good. Thank you.
Not a question, but a comment. I greatly appreciate it,
signing
Dr. Crownway.
So thank you. Yes, I do too. All righty. I am going to go for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right. Passes unanimously. 11.2, approval of testing supplies. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Kurt, over to you.
Yeah, and again, I appreciate Aaron and Christine being very proactive that it is coming up to that testing season. And as we look at testing season, it's always good to get your orders in early. I've learned that for many, many, many years. And in that way, if there's a hiccup, you're good to go. But if we look at this, we know we need to get our Chromebooks, our laptop covers, our mice and our headsets all ready to go. We're figuring that it might go up to about $14,000. It's a good investment. We hope that we can use this equipment for more than just testing and do it for over at least 2 to 3 years. So, again, great recommendation. We're getting this done now.
All righty. Thank you. Board members, any questions?
No, it's great. I'm glad we're doing that. It's so important. Thank you.
All righty. Kelly, any questions or comments?
No.
All right. I will call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, passes unanimously. 12.1, approval of board policies, personnel series. Can I get a motion for approval?
I've motioned, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Kelly, Kurt, pass it over to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I know that when Aaron and Christine and I have gone to the board meetings up in Guerneville, that Dana does a very, very nice job with her policies. She thrives on them. She gets them done. She's compliant. And Dana, we want to show that energy that on our end we're really getting our internal house in order. And Corey Amador, our director of HR, has done a commendable job with her team to really bring forward to you our personnel series. So, Corey, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Board of Directors. Thank you for the opportunity to present to you today. As part of our ongoing project to develop our comprehensive set of board policies, we have prepared 6 new policies for your consideration. I do want to let you know that these topics are addressed in our employee handbook, which was updated recently in December and has already been distributed to our staff. So these are not new topics, hopefully for you or for our employees. Our first policy that we presented was a meal and rest policy. This ensures that we align with labor code so that we ensure the rights of our non-exempt employees, that they're allowed to take an uninterrupted period of 30 minutes for a meal break before the end of their 5th hour, as well as a 10-minute rest break for every 4 hours work. And so it does also provide direction to staff in that regard, and then also remedy in the event that a non-exempt employee doesn't have the ability to have that meal period or rest period. The next policy that we are presenting for your approval is the lactation accommodation, and this is in alignment with new legislation that came into effect in labor code starting in January. Again, providing direction to staff to ensure that a nursing mother is afforded a break for this purpose. The next policy is the drug, alcohol, smoke-free workplace, and we are providing directions to staff regarding expectations that they are free from the influence of any substance that would impair their ability to perform their duties during the workday. We do provide some examples, as well as any consequences for those actions. The next policy for your approval is the acceptable use of technology policy. In our environment, we understand the necessity of technology. It is in everything that we do. However, we do want to make sure that our employees are aware of the consequences for misuse of technology and that they understand the expectations when using our technology, including the fact that the devices that are issued to them are the property of the school and the programs that they access are belong to the school as well, and so therefore they can be monitored in their use of those, either the technology themselves or the device or program. The next policy before you is the payroll withholdings policy. It defines the specific withholdings in compliance with state and federal regulations, as well as outlining our retirement. In addition, it ensures that we will be providing, obviously, a W-2 to an individual as they're coming on board, W-4, and that we will prepare W-2s on an annual basis. Finally, the last policy is the COBRA policy. It ensures that employees who separate from service are provided the opportunity to extend their participation in health benefits, again, in compliance with federal law. Are there any questions regarding the policies as they have been presented?
No, this is Steve. Corey, I just want to thank you so much for doing this. Because I know you do such a fabulous job, and HR, it's a moving target a lot of times. If things change quite a bit. So the fact that you're staying on top of it and just moving this along to us is really commendable. These are only as good as when something there's a hiccup that you don't have in place, then it's now what? So thank you so much for your detail. You are a very detail-oriented individual, so can't tell how much I appreciate that from the board standpoint.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. These are wonderfully detailed, and it's so important for employees. So thank you for putting this together. Kelly, any questions or comments?
No, I'll just echo what you and Steve have said.
All right. Mm-hmm. I will... I'll go ahead and I will call for the vote then. I vote aye, Kelly.
Aye.
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, it passes unanimously. 13.1, election of board member positions. So do I have a nomination for a president of the board?
I nominate you, David.
All right.
Oh, David.
You're doing great.
Look at that. Well, it hasn't been seconded yet, so.
I will step, Steve will step in that glass.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll go ahead and we'll call for the vote then. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
Steve votes aye.
All righty. Thank you so much. Do I have a nomination for vice president of the board?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Kelly for vice president.
Thank you, Steve. And I will go ahead and second that. And I'll go ahead and I will call for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Sure. Aye.
And Steve?
Aye. Steve votes aye.
All righty. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Kelly. And do I have a nomination for clerk of the board?
I will nominate Steve.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and second Steve's nomination. And we'll call for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
Aye.
I vote aye.
All right, thank you so much. Congratulations to everyone on the board for their position. Our next scheduled meeting will be held virtually on February 6th. And we'll go to board comments. And Steve, I'll throw it over to you first.
No, just thanks so much, and for all the hard work, and Superintendent Dan Peterson, thank you for your time. That's really, you know, all you're doing up there, and I just can't say I love hearing the reports about what we're doing in the trenches and the attendance and working on that. And again, that Chamber of Commerce is a big nugget, believe it or not, because in that Marin zone, like I said, to get into that area and do a lot of education and helping folks understand what we're about is really important. And Corey, again, thank you for your work in the HR end of it. It really, every time you present, it just makes you feel a lot better that we're covering everything. It's just what we need to be doing. And Kurt, thank you for your leadership. And yesterday, by the way, for everyone, it was really a very great 4 hours, a lot of information, so the board session went well. So thanks again for all the hard work putting that together.
All right, thanks, Steve. Kelly, comments from you?
No, I just would, again, extend my apologies for my tardiness in getting out of the building and on the call. And then, like Steve said, would want to extend my gratitude for those that are the boots on the ground.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. And for myself, just echoing that and saying, you know, every time that we do have, you know, a board meeting and community updates and knowing what's going on a daily basis, you know, from what our kids are experiencing, seeing the growth, not just in numbers, but in programs and opportunities for our students is great to hear. So thank you to the entire team for doing the work that you do, and then also you know, informing us every time in such a great way. So thank you so much. Kurt, your comments.
Yeah, thank you, David. Thank you, board members. Just want to echo everything that you've shared. It's nice to see this journey that, you know, Dana, didn't seem that long ago where we're sitting down, I think, at the county office and just kind of exchanging ideas. And before you know it, one thing fell into place and another thing fell into place. And you know, here we are today, and we're excited about using Zoom. This was our maiden voyage, and I think we've done really, really well. It's good to be affirmed by a legal counsel that we're literally out in front, more out in front than any organization, so that should give you some peace of mind. And Aaron, I'm going to give you a shout-out. I've had the pleasure of working with you when I'm in that area. And so everyone should know this, that when any time there's any type of act of nature or anything, Dana just raises that white flag up. Christine's at the mothership. Aaron's en route. In the summer, she's going through highs and lows of a flood. fires, is right there to say, hey, Danny, you have nothing to worry about. And that's the type of person she is. She really, you can tell her works so well with Christine, but it's nice for Dana. And I know Dana and I have had many conversations about that, that Aaron's that person you can go to. You don't need a big army. All you need is Aaron, and that's really, really key. So Aaron, well done. And even if there's an internet issue, Aaron is still right there. So we have no worries at all. The other thing I want to follow up is on that chamber, like Steve said, I worked in a small community as a superintendent, and I really realized the power of those small community groups. And Christine and Aaron, we can talk offline, but if we need to go to Napa, to go to the Rotary, to go to the chamber, whatever, that could be a great opportunity because a lot of good things can happen in all the communities up there. But we might want to strategize, and we can work with Dana on maybe developing that roadmap. And Dana, I'm looking forward to our call tomorrow. We got a lot to catch up on, but the short version is yesterday we had a good, about a two-hour study session on the collaborative, more transparent, looking at a few different scenarios. So we're excited about this opportunity to share those thoughts with you and our other authorizing districts and the superintendents. And as we have said, I think our growth is stable, our growth is good, and speaking for Dana and myself, we want to have quality. Quality is more important than quantity because we can build a slowly business and it's going to be sustainable. So it's a win-win, and it's hard to believe we're already going into the second half of the school year. All the good things that we've done, they're going to get better. Anything we haven't done quite as well, we'll tighten those things up. Super job there. Thank you.
Thank you. And I look forward to talking about this. Lots of exciting things with the chamber. So, good things are happening.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Kurt, for your comments. All righty. Can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All right, Kelly. Thank you. I'll go for a vote. I vote aye, Kelly.
Aye.
And Steve?
I vote aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 4:42. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Have a great
week.
Thank
you.
You too.
Dana, I don't know if you were here in the very beginning, but our numbers for second semester, which is starts on the 28th, are looking to be upwards of like 230-ish.
Ooh, woohoo! Change the roof.
Like another, probably it's another essentially like 10% growth, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
And I'm looking at my spreadsheet here. I think we're probably going to have a couple of graduates as well. I will say I'm looking at, one, two, maybe three fall graduates.
Oh, wow.
I will say, I think we're commandeering Lori and Kurt. They probably need to go. But anyways, I just wanted to give you that.
No, that's great. We have to, you and I have to schedule a little check-in as well. I'm wanting to say hello and hope all is well. And it looks like you guys are rocking it. So that's amazing. That's not an accident.
I'll be in town 27th and 28th. So I don't know if you want to look at your calendar, but we might be able to schedule something there.
Oh, in January?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll be down.